Greet you all in Jesus' precious name. It's a blessing to be together with brothers in the Lord. It's a real blessing to look across a congregation of men, women that are viewing God's Word as a beautiful garden, putting it to fruitfulness in your lives. And I want to bring greetings from the congregation in Ecuador. It's a blessing to serve the Lord there, and also a blessing to be here among you. I want to share a little story as I start. I want to talk about love, and I know we, as I look across a congregation like this, I'm sure if you're putting it to practice, but maybe something in this little devotional will stir you to make one step further, or to restore something in your life to experience what God desires for you one step further. And I want to start with this story of a young couple. They just had a new child, and so they're all excited. And the young man, he was over beside this crib, and maybe you've heard the story. I just heard it myself, and it impressed me. Young man was over beside the crib, and he is staring in the crib with a big smile on his face, shaking his head. His wife was watching from a little distance off, and she got this smile on her face, seeing her husband so observant, so happy. And as she's watching him, she walked over and she said, "What are you thinking about?" And he says, "I can't believe it. I just can't believe it." She said, "No, isn't it so precious?" He's looking at the baby. And he said, "I just can't believe that somebody could make a hardwood crib for $45. We all know that was... he missed some of her sentiment, right? But he was thinking of sacrifice from a man's point of view. And she was thinking of sacrifice from a woman's point of view. And we definitely know how they have to make a strong marriage and a strong home. We have to understand each other's sentiment, right? And but it really impressed me. Love is service. And sometimes we miss each other when we think of our own sacrifice. But and in thinking of that, my mind went to some really hard words from Jesus to Peter when he was thinking he loved. Peter was walking behind Jesus in Matthew. I won't read it. We don't have a lot of time, but I think we all know this situation where Jesus was saying how he's going to die. Telling him how he's going to go and he's going to suffer. And Peter, with his heart full of love, he's thinking, let's go another way. It's not surely. And he rebuked the Lord and he said, "Be it far from you, Lord. Shouldn't be like that." And Jesus turned around knowing the sacrifice of love. And he said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." And I think he was talking more of what Peter was expressing. He wasn't addressing one of his beloved disciples. Sometimes we need to hear some hard words to understand what God wants from us. And but as I was thinking about it, and Jesus, I think he explained love very well, and he said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Take up his cross and follow me." And it takes us into all areas of our life, brothers. And sometimes it's building a crib for $45, even if it's a good sacrifice on our part. And but it's giving our life, taking up our cross, and following Jesus. The world has a lot to offer. The world teaches us a very selfish love. And I won't go into a lot of explanation, but I want us to grasp something today. Is The brotherhood, one of the strongest marks of the brotherhood is her love for each other. Starts in the ministry. We all know that. And it blessed me one time talking with a brother in the ministry. And I know the ministry as well as church life, I want everyone here to take it to their own environment. Where in the home, in a church, or in the ministry, we all have challenges that test our love. And this brother said about his fellow ministers, he said, "We're all best friends. We're all best friends." And that blessed me. That really blessed me as I thought of that, because we all deal with times when that challenges our friendship. And suffering is love. And love is suffering. And it's shown so deeply in friendship, in true friendship, in best friends, right? I had to think of Jesus from a different aspect, not wanting to take away the aspect of forgiveness, the aspect that we see in Christ giving His blood for us. But when He died on the cross, there's another aspect there that is very precious when I think of love. And that is, when He went to the cross to start with, He didn't say, "I'm not the one guilty, I'm going for your guilt." Right? He actually gave His life and hung like a guilty man for you and I. Right? That was the depth of His love. Another aspect of Him being on the cross. And then, and you can turn to 1 John chapter 4. I'm not going to do a lot of reading, but you can glean through it there with me. And the very first part of the chapter says to try the spirits. And I would like to impress upon us, one of the spirits is our love. Now, when I think of trying the spirits and listening to a spirit, I'm not thinking of some witchcraft or anything like that. But we have in us the Spirit of God. And could we say the devil also desires to have other spirit radiating from our life that would affect our testimony? So when we try the spirits, we're not actually, when we're listening for a confession, it says, every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. That's not just a person saying, I don't believe in Jesus coming in the flesh. Right? It's actually a spirit talks in a different manner. It's when I can say, you know, that spirit, or somebody says, that spirit in Conrad speaks the love of God. Right? That is a spirit that is saying that Jesus actually came in the flesh. He demonstrated Himself through me. And that's what He wants to do in each one of us. And I'm focusing on the spirit of love today. Can men hear the spirit of love in you that testifies that Jesus is in your flesh, working in your flesh? And why I focus on that love, that whole chapter there is talking of love. It starts in verse 7, then on after it talks about trying the spirits and says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God." Love testifies of God. It testifies of Him and the expression of sacrifice. And that's why I shared that, where Jesus told Peter, "Get thee behind me, Satan." From our childhood, we have selfishness. And God, as we grow up and we give our life over to God, God wants us to learn sacrificial love. The love that is willing to take the shame in some sense of a brother, to suffer so that that brother can experience redemption. That brother can experience the love of God in his life in the way of sanctification. And he experiences it through us because we treat him like we would our best friend. You know, and in times when we're together, it's very simple to speak of the errors of another brother. And while it may not be always wrong, think of it. If that was my best friend, how would I treat him? How would have I exposed it? Definitely, he also has his best interest, and the best interest is heaven. So it's eternity. And there are times when we will share something with our best friend because we want something different for him. Right? But we don't do it as a form of exposing him. We're willing to give our life to, in some way, shelter him from the shame when it doesn't cost his spiritual well-being. If you can understand what I'm trying to say there. Like Jesus did for us. So he says, "He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved, we ought also to love one another." And that blessed me, reading that verse, in the sense that our love, a selfish love is, I love because he loves me. I'm a great friend of that person because he's a great friend of mine. I'll do for him what he'll do for me. But that's not the love of Christ. The love of Christ is, I'll love him first. I'll love him first. I'll give my life first. And there is another verse here that I wanted to share. Hereby, verse 13, "Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us. Because he hath given us of his Spirit, and that Spirit is love." And the thought there is, when his love dwells in us, we can have that confidence that we're dwelling in him and him in us. And when he dwells in us, what does that give us but his strength and his power to press on, to continue loving? It's kind of a very, when I think of that, I need his power to express his love. And when I express his love, he's going to dwell in me and he's going to give me power to express his love. It's kind of something that is a little hard to grasp, and yet it works that way. It's like we take one step and we find that power to take another step, to go on and to sacrifice our love in a greater way. And then he fills us with his Spirit. And that Spirit demonstrates itself through us in a greater way. And we keep climbing higher and demonstrating that his Spirit is dwelling in us. Verse 16, and we have known and believed in the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. That's tremendous. I want to leave it with those words, to think of that boldness we can have in the day of judgment. If there's a fear in the day of, in anticipation of the day of judgment, draw close to God. Allow his Spirit to demonstrate his love. Love first. He will dwell in you, and He'll give you that power to continue doing it. And I believe we'll feel the power of His Spirit and that confidence toward the day of judgment. So keep pressing on, brethren. This has been a privilege. I enjoy being here with you. May the Lord bless you. Continue pressing on, remembering that that love of God will testify of Him in your community. To your brother, love unselfishly as Christ loved. May the Lord give you strength, wisdom. Keep pressing on and pray for us in Ecuador. I didn't share much of Ecuador. We do enjoy being down there with the Lord's guidance and strength. We covet your prayers as brothers in the faith. And that's all. May the Lord bless you. Continue praying.